So, one of the interesting things about being a pastor is you tend to spend a lot of time hearing about the things which make people afraid. The things we fear tend to be those problems, those issues, those challenges in our lives that we just cannot address. These challenges that press on us, but we just can't do anything about them. And I should point out, by the way, that's kind of a natural thing to want to talk to someone about these things. And I'm happy to talk with you, with anybody, about life, about fears, because I also love to talk about how the good news of Jesus Christ impacts our lives. And today, we're talking about how Jesus is our fix for fear. Our current message series following Christmas and to start this year is What Child Is This? And we're seeing who Jesus is. And today we see that Jesus has the authority to speak healing, forgiveness, and freedom into our lives. And today we're seeing that Jesus is our fix for fear. Well, originally, when I had planned on this message, when I had planned this, I had planned about talking, planned to talk about the different things that we might fear in our lives. I had planned on talking about the problems, the challenges, the issues in our lives that we just can't fix, the things we have to just deal with. And I can also say these are the things we also often pray about because we know they're out of our hands. But as I shared at the beginning of the service here at Southwest, we got some sad news this week when we heard of the death of Pastor David Mackey. And he was a friend to many here. He was a shepherd. He was a mentor, a spiritual leader, and a father. There's a saying that goes, life is what happens when you're making plans. And I think that's pretty true. There's times when it's appropriate to toss out what you had planned on and to speak to what's on everyone's hearts and minds. And after all, we as pastors, and I know Pastor Mackey was this kind of pastor too, we are fond of saying that we should take the things we learn here on church at church on Sunday and apply them in our lives through the rest of the week. And, well, it's not really fair to expect you to do that if we don't also let the things happening in the rest of the week affect us here on Sunday as well. So today, we're reflecting upon a world without Pastor David Mackey, without our friend and mentor. And I'm thankful that today's reading is what it is, actually. I'm thankful that we're talking about Jesus as the fix for fear in our lives because, in fact, if we're thinking about the fact that there are problems in this world that we just can't fix, well, then this past Thursday and this past Friday morning as the news of Pastor Mackey's death spread, well, doesn't that just point us to the one big and final problem in this world that we can't do anything about? And that would be the problem of death. I love today's scripture reading because it shows us how Jesus addresses the problems that we can't fix. It shows us what Jesus does. It shows us how Jesus reacts to challenges that we could never live up to, we could never pass on our own. We read in our scripture reading about Jesus meeting a man who was possessed by a demon. And, you know, let's be honest, if any one of us saw that or experienced that in our life, that would probably scare the daylights out of us, right? And Jesus defeats this demon with a word. Jesus rebuked him, the demon, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him, and that's the man who was possessed, when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. This is our insurmountable challenge, and Jesus simply speaks it away. As we read about, Jesus went to Simon's house, and that's probably Simon Peter, one of the 12 apostles. Simon's mother-in-law was extremely ill. We read that she had a high fever, but that doesn't quite do it justice. Literally, the text says that she was seized or she was attacked by a great fever, and so she was really sick. And so what does Jesus do? Jesus stood over her and rebuked the fever, almost like he's saying, "Bad fever, come out of her." Jesus rebuked the fever and it left her, and immediately she rose and began to serve them. This is our unfixable problem, especially in that day without our blessings of medical care, and Jesus simply speaks it away. These passages are meant to show us just how powerful Jesus really is. These passages are meant to show us that when we find ourselves in a hopeless situation, Jesus only has to say the word and we are delivered from it. That's what we see here, this theme of authority through this scripture reading, because Jesus is in charge here. In verse 32, we read that Jesus was teaching with authority. Not like other teachers. In verse 36, Jesus speaks with authority and commands that demonic presence to leave the man. In verse 39, when Jesus rebukes the fever, we see that he has authority too over this physical world and our lives. And even though we don't see it right here, the scriptures also make it clear that Jesus has authority over even the greatest problem in our lives, the problem of death. Jesus has authority over that problem which took Pastor David Mackey away from us this past Thursday. In John chapter 11, when Jesus' own dear friend Lazarus had died, he had been laying in the tomb for 4 days, and Jesus, what did he say? Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out." And Lazarus did. In Luke chapter 7, again, Jesus encounters a funeral procession. They're carrying a young man away to his final resting place, and Jesus approaches the coffin and says, "Young man, I say to you, get up." And the man does. Death is this problem that we simply can't beat, and Jesus speaks it away. And so Jesus speaks words of authority. Jesus speaks words of life. In our scripture reading, Jesus speaks words of healing and freedom, and we know that Jesus' words are true. We know that Jesus' words are powerful. We know that he has authority over life and death, not just because of these stories here recorded in scripture, but even more than that, we know that Jesus has authority over life and death because he himself died on the cross and rose again, and he promises that we too will rise. You know, I'm sure you've noticed that in this life, even though Jesus promises us that perfect future where we will be free from sin and death, in this life, he still allows us to hurt. He still allows us to grieve. And, you know, Jesus never tells us why he allows that, only that he does. He simply gives us his promise that one day everything will be better, and then he proves that he has the power that he can give us that future. And so today, as we gather, we are mourning, yes. We're mourning the loss of our friend, our mentor, our spiritual father, and pastor, David Mackey. And as we mourn today, we do not grieve as people who have no hope. Today, we know that, well, this is the message that Pastor Mackey was among you to share even. We know that Jesus is the Son of God who has defeated death and the devil for you and for me. Today, we know that Jesus is our brother and friend who gives us forgiveness and draws us into fellowship with one another and with God in heaven. And today we know also that Pastor Mackey and all those who have died in faith, they are at rest in Jesus. And so today Jesus is our peace. Today Jesus is our comfort. Today Jesus drives out fear through his perfect love. Today Jesus is our life and our promised resurrection. And because of Jesus, we know that we will see Pastor Dave Mackey again. Amen. Let's stand.